It was a difficult experience. Flying into Port-au-Prince, you still see all of the impact and effect of the earthquake. And on top of that, of course, Haiti has now had the impact of seasonal flooding and Hurricane Thomas and the impact of the cholera epidemic. And I think everyone is thinking about Haitians who have gone through an extraordinarily difficult year.
Is there anything that you saw that gave you hope?
Well, of course, the Haitian people themselves give you hope. They are a people with an enormous amount of strength and independence. What they want is to be able to get on with their lives. We have to remember the history of Haiti, and in particular, the recent history where you have millions of people who have been living in very difficult circumstances. Even before the earthquake, over 80% of those living in Port-au-Prince lived in slums or substandard housing. Fewer than 40% of Haitians had access to healthcare. Fewer than 50% had access to water and sanitation. These are incredibly difficult numbers to be thinking about. And then on top of that, the earthquake, the flooding, Hurricane Thomas, and now the cholera outbreak.